AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service is warning that parts of Texas and Oklahoma may see tornadoes within the next few hours. Meteorologist Andrew Orison.
Some of the impacts are going to be essentially thunderstorms that are going to be long-lived and producing large hail, strong winds, and the potential for destructive tornadoes. And in fact, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has actually highlighted a high risk of severe weather for many of these areas.
President Trump has a warning for Iran.
If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. That's what President Trump tweeted after a rocket hit near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq yesterday and before an interview was broadcast last night on Fox News Channel.
When I first came to office, one of the first meetings I had was at the Pentagon with generals, and they were showing me the Middle East. And they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
While no group has so far claimed responsibility for the rocket launch, Iranian officials say their country isn't looking for war. Matt Small, Washington.
Authorities in South Carolina say a Greenville man heard somebody trying to get into his house early Sunday morning and shot through the door, killing his 23-year-old daughter. Game of Thrones is over.
After 73 episodes spread over 8 seasons, the last of the heads have been lopped off, and the smoke from all the dragon fire has begun to clear. Those who saw it know how it turned out, and those who didn't are either waiting to see it or don't care, so we'll spare you the last gory details. The final word, anyway, goes to online critics, some of whom loved how all the loose ends were tied up, and others who found the ending lacking.
That's the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reporting on the end of the Game of Thrones. This is AP Radio News. Brooks Koepka makes it back-to-back wins at the PGA Championship.
Brooks Koepka has successfully defended his PGA Championship, holding off a back nine run by the world number one Dustin Johnson. After 4 windblown bogeys in a row from the 11th, Koepka opened the door for Johnson, who closed it within one shot with 4 to play. But Koepka hung on as Johnson faded. Koepka posted a 74 to finish at 8 under, 2 clear of Johnson. He joined Tiger Woods as the only 2 players to win back-to-back PGA stroke play championships and secured his 4th major title at the age of 29. Graham Agars, Farmingdale, New York.
Google is assuring those with Huawei smartphones that the company's basic services will work on them following U.S. government restrictions on doing business with the Chinese tech giant. The government accuses Huawei of being a security risk. Huawei is the biggest maker of network gear for phone companies and the number 2 worldwide smartphone brand. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.